Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Coming up later this month is Hakenpiva Parade. A number of things happen during this month, this winter festival that takes place in the Copper Country every year. And to talk about it, I'm being joined in studio right now by Kay Seppala, Jim Curdy. They're both from the Finnish American Heritage Center, and also Marie Moilanen, who is an intern here from Finland. And so welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's really fun again.
Now, we're comfortable with Hakenpiva. We look forward to it every year. I love the whole the bear rolls over theme because sometimes our winters can be pretty tough, and it's nice to know we get to a half point in the year, and it's time for that. But specifically, just what is Hakenpiva, and why do we celebrate it?
Hakenpiva is a Finnish-American festival that has been created here in the Copper Country. It started almost 20 years ago now, and it's just an expression of Finnish-American identity. But oddly, it's grown now that we have friends in Massachusetts who also have a Hakenpiva and a Finnish community there. And then the Immigrant Museum in Finland celebrates Hakenpiva as a way of celebrating Finnish-American identity. So we've kind of franchised.
I love how that, you know, sort of culture works both ways, how, mm-hmm. you know, those in Finland sort of pick up on things that are being done here that's really special.
Well, it just proves that there's a continuity of the culture and for example, with Mari coming here as an intern to the Finnish American Reporter, she's getting a different perspective on being Finnish and signing up for a Kantele class, for example.
Yes.
So who knew that she'd come to America to get deeper into her Finnish roots?
Now, Marie, what's your background and why come here to do your internship?
Well, I graduated last summer. I studied English language and translation and some communications, and then I applied for an internship here. I saw a post on that, and I thought that it's a great opportunity for me. I wish I could go, and it's been great. I've been here for 2 months now, or 2.5 months, and I enjoy it.
Well, welcome to the area.
Thank you.
Now, did you have any connection to this location before coming here to do your internship?
Before coming here, no. But then when my father found out where I'm going, he started to do research on my family history. And actually, he found a link to the Copper Country celebrity.
Yes, you have a very intriguing link here.
Yes. It goes back all the way to the 1600s, but there's a link to the Big Louis Moilanen.
Yep.
So. Indeed.
Now, are you familiar with Big Louie back in Finland at all?
No. I just found out like 2 weeks before I came here.
Well, very well loved. Is that that monument was put out a few years ago? Is that, I haven't been back to see that.
Yeah, that was an effort, kind of a grassroots effort by people, mostly non-Finns actually, but they spearheaded this movement to raise funds to create this monument, and it's a piece of marble that's the height of Big Louie, 8'3", and to celebrate this sort of everyday man who made an impact on the Copper Country.
And you got big shoes to fill, don't you?
Yes.
The parade itself takes place on January 30th, and we'll be talking about different events that are going to be happening that day. So, and the audience might be wondering, well, why talk about Hakenpiva this soon? Well, it's because it's not just a one-day event. Hakenpiva has, you know, activities throughout the month, and, you know, some of them are classes that you want to get involved in right away. So let's talk about those. Who wants to take the schedule?
Well, I could do that. We sort of bundle our classes, and it creates a nice atmosphere because if you're in a carving class or some sort of other handcraft class, and then there's people in the cooking class, when the cooking class is done, we make coffee and everyone can enjoy the treats together. And so maybe you go with someone who's in one class and you're in the other, but you all come together and just have this sense of community. And so we have them typically on Mondays. So January 18th will be the first set. There's going to be this very traditional wood carving where you make a fan bird. Pete Olson is our expert in that regard, and he actually went to Finland on a grant and stayed there for many weeks and learned these old traditions. So that's really unique. And then in the kitchen will be Kayleen Holmstrom, who's going to teach how to make korvapusti, which is a type of cinnamon roll that people really love. And Kayleen makes the best that are here in the Copper Country. And then at the same time, your own Chris Cairo is going to be teaching five-string cantele. And as I said, when everyone's done, the korvapustis will come out of the oven, and it'll be wonderful.
Now, I don't have a drop of Finnish blood in me, but that doesn't mean I don't enjoy anything.
Exactly.
I've had some great treats, so definitely like that stuff. So, Kay, you in the past have done cantele classes, and Chris is going to step in and start doing that now, so we're excited to see Chris doing that. You've brought a cantele here. Now, I've been able to see these see people perform cantele, and it's got a terrific sound. And so since you've got one, I was wondering if you would give us sort of a demonstration on what one sounds like.
Well, certainly. I have a five-string cantele here, and if you can count to five, you can play it. And we're expanding our horizons here and having Chris teach. And I at the end of the class, we'll do the concert. They will do the concert and get their korvapusti. But here. Just a little sample of what a student can learn to play before the end of a class. Guaranteed.
And you don't notice it because Kay never makes mistakes on the cantele, but it's the nice thing about playing cantele is even when you make a mistake, it sounds nice. It's not like playing a violin badly.
Right, just five students. We have a boatload of canteles available for people to use, and so they can. It's an opportunity to get their hands onto an instrument that day. These classes are all at 2:00 and 6:00. It's a repeat class on Monday, January 18th, and then there's classes again on Monday, January 25th. And they are all up at Zion Lutheran Church in Hancock. Registration is really helpful to call 482-1413 or email mpekala@charter.net for class registration, but walk-ins are accepted too.
Unless the class is full.
Yes.
So it would behoove someone to register ahead.
And then if there's enough interest, Chris will teach a six-week class on the cantele. So here's an opportunity for someone to put their hands on the instrument and try it out.
Now, do you have to know how to read music?
You do not. You just have to know how to count to five.
Well, I might be able to do that.
Yeah. We recommend that it'd be for older children and adults. And if a younger child wants to come, a parent should accompany them.
Maureen, is this something that would interest you in learning how to play?
Yes, actually, I've done that at school. We have it like a compulsory part of our curriculum, but it was a long time ago, so I think now is a good time to refresh my memory.
Do you have to go to both classes or one?
Just one.
Just one.
They're
okay.
Repeat classes.
Okay. So you can go to both if you want.
Oh, certainly.
If you weren't quite sure what you got up to four, and then but number five just. so many great things that are going on here, and even maybe some things that aren't directly on your schedule, but like the Calumet Theater with the showing of their film, the Nordic Film Festival showing a movie as well. Mm-hmm. I think that one is on your Thursday, January 14th. So many things going on that this particular festival. Just like when FinFest was here a number of years ago, you don't have to be Finnish to go in and enjoy these things. You're going to enjoy them no matter what nationality you are.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
All right, what else we have coming up?
Well, one of the big things is this week, as you mentioned, is the Nordic Film Series at the Finnish American Heritage Center. And this is going to be a documentary called Sisu, done by a young Finnish American man from New York City. And he's coming for the showing of the film, and he's going to talk about the process of how he created this film and how it kind of was an unfolding of his family's story. So it's a great opportunity to for him to come here. He's anxious to be here among all the Finns. And he even wrote a letter and he said that, well, it would be absolutely perfect if you found a wood-fired sauna with a hole in the ice nearby. And I think I've even got that lined up. So he's going to enjoy coming here, and it's going to be enjoyable to hear him speak.
Looking forward to meeting him. It sounds like we'll have an opportunity to talk to him here at the radio station when he comes in, so look forward to that as well. Now, Friday, January 22nd, that's a big night.
Oh, that's a fun time for families. It's called the Family Fun Night, and it's over at the Finnish American Heritage Center, and it's something that I have led for several Haken Pivas, and we've had a great turnout, and families have a great time from 6:30 to 8:30 on Friday, January 22. Just $5 per family, and a family is any group of people that walk in together. If you can walk, I'd say it's for ages 4 to 94. We'll do some Finnish folk dancing. I'll teach some simple song games, and the kids and families just have a great time. We end the evening with a chain dance, but everything before that, one of the popular song games we do is Pukki. Is that, am I saying that right, Jim?
Or my
perfect? The goat.
Okay. The goat dance, where the people are bouncing around the floor, and it just a great time. You don't have to know how to dance. You just come and do.
And you even have some people just come to watch.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. I say bring a baby brother, bring grandma, just anybody who wants to come and just have some fun doing some very simple traditional Finnish folk dances.
A lot of things for the kids, too, you mentioned.
It's geared to elementary age kids, but high schoolers and older and younger love it, too.
Oh, sounds like a great time. So $5, no matter how many kids you want to bring.
Right.
Your family there.
Right.
Later on that weekend, another great thing about Haken Päivä is the music and the group singing and things that take place. You have a Finnish hymn sing and concert taking place.
Right. That was something that started off as a way of celebrating the religious heritage of the Finnish community. And it used to be straight hymn singing in Finnish, but there's a lot of people who didn't know what they were singing. So over the years, it's evolved into a kind of a combination. There's some congregational singing, but then there's a lot of talent. And this year, there's really going to be some excellent music there, too. So it's more of a concert, really, turns out well every year, this concert and hymn sing, and then it's at the Zion Lutheran Church, so there's always really great goodies after too. A lot of really nice Finnish treats.
Now, does this sound similar to what you do during the Christmas season when you have the Finnish hymn sing and the carol sing?
It's similar, except this it really has kind of a concert aspect to it, whereas the carol singing is
just the people.
Straight singing.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
Right, and then things carry on and begin to heat up as you get into the final week of January there. Again, the parade and a number of events happen on Saturday, January 30th. But then on Monday, January 25th, you have the repeat of the classes that take place on the 14th. So if you didn't get a chance to see it.
No, actually, on the next Monday, there are a different set of classes.
You got more? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so on the 25th, it's going to be a music workshop with our artists in residence, where Ralph and Jana Tuttila from the Twin Cities. And they're going to do a program on Finnish folk music. And then there's going to be gluten-free baking, and the gluten-free baking will be traditional Finnish treats, but without the gluten. So that'll be interesting. It's by Edith Mackey, who's a well-known baker in the area and has done a cookbook. And then new to the schedule is Terry Wurinen, who's going to teach this arm knitting process, which is something to watch and to participate in. So those will be, again, on Monday at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., the same class, and it's same formula where there'll be something good to eat at the end.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's where I was confused. So when you said that it's a repeat class, it's repeated at 2 and 6.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, I guess, if you had to go to the same Kantele class twice in the same day, you probably don't know how to count to 5, so.
Or you just enjoyed it so much.
What is arm knitting?
Arm knitting, you take these two big skeins of yarn and somehow you wrap them around your arms, you know, around your elbows and your hands, and you pull these through. I've seen it done, but I can't explain it very well. You end up making a large neck scarf.
You don't need needles.
You don't need needles, just your arms.
Your arms are your knitting needles.
Marie, is this something you know how to do?
No, it's very new to me, too.
Okay, you're signed up, Marie.
You have a very important mission. You have to take back all of these traditional culture things, whether it's knitting or cooking or singing. Now you have to go back and then teach everybody else in Finland how to
this
do
is
it.
Actually Finnish.
Well, I mentioned before we started that a number of years ago I got a chance to interview a group of students that had come over from Finland, and it was during Haken Päivä, actually, when I was talking to them, and one of them made the comment. She said, "It seems like the people here are more Finnish than the people, in Finland." And she, she said it sort of half seriously, that she was learning a lot about what it means to be a Finnish person simply by being here. Mm-hmm. Have you had the same experience?
Yeah, kind of, I think. Here, because everyone's not so Finnish, so it's like, I don't know, has more meaning to it.
Yeah. You have to do it intentionally.
Yeah.
Whereas in Finland, it's just there.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. And then we'll see. Wednesday on the 27th. See, this is where it just goes on and on and on about how many great things are going on. I didn't know Finnish people tangoed.
Oh, dear. Where have you been?
There's certain things that have happened in the world, and they kind of end up at Finland and stick there for some reason. The tango is one of them. The tango isn't really a big in Finnish-American culture, but in Finland, it's huge. Is it huge even today, Mari, at least with your parents' generation?
Yes, it's very popular.
The Finns take all the steam out of it, but they're very serious when they tango.
Oh, I don't know.
They often compare the Argentinian tango and Finnish tango.
Yes.
Well, okay, because that would be what we would be familiar with, certainly from television or something like that, you know, the sort of the Central American type of upbeat tango way to go.
Yeah.
You know, well, the Finnish tangos are all very melancholy.
Yeah, it's a more serious version.
But the thing to note about that is the instructor, Ralph Tuttila, is probably by far the best Finnish-American tango dancer there is.
And he knows how to teach it.
He knows how to teach it.
Excellent teacher.
Yeah. I would like to learn how to tango.
Well, here's your chance. We'll sign you up. There you go. Wednesday night.
We're doing a lot of registration just in this room. And then the other dance they're going to teach is the humpa. And the humpa, I think, is in English, it's like kind of like the foxtrot.
Well, yeah, or you can.
In a sense.
When I humpa, I actually do a polka and hope that the humpa police aren't there.
It's an easy dance.
Now we get into the eve of the big day on Friday. And, you know, there's a couple of really great things here on this day, too. I'm not going to be able to pronounce the names, though.
Well, at 3 p.m., there's going to be an event sponsored by the Finnish-American Chamber of Commerce UP chapter, which is a product of FinFest. And the chapter is hosting Consul General Jukka Pietikainen, who's coming here from New York. And, you know, what the chapter needs to do or wants to do is to promote business to come to the area from Finland and to create trade between the Upper Peninsula in Finland. So that's what he'll be speaking about. It's open to the public. And then 7 p.m. in the evening, there's going to be a concert with two of the members of the Finnhall band who are coming here for the weekend. And they're going to do nickelharpa. And nickelharpa is really a Swedish instrument. It's a beautiful instrument. It's, I don't know, kind of a cross between a violin and something else, a hurdy-gurdy, I guess. It's got a really nice sound, and these women are both very good nickel harpa players. If you haven't heard the instrument before, you'll really enjoy it. And that'll be at Gloria Day Lutheran Church.
Okay, yeah, because that's not... So the presentation at 3 p.m., is that at the...
That's at the Finnish American... No, actually, that's at the Judala Center.
Judala Center, okay.
Yeah. And
there we go, Judala Center, Hancock, and then the
Nickelharpa is at Gloria Day.
Okay.
The Judala Center is the old hospital. I'm sure there's folks who don't know yet.
Okay. Then we reach Saturday, and it's one of the most enjoyable days we have here in the Copper Country. It's one of those festive days that you don't want to miss throughout the year. Who wants to go ahead and talk about that?
Well, you know, we have all of our standard events that people enjoy as well, like the Tori, the marketplace, and there's two sites, as usual, the Finnish-American Heritage Center and the Methodist Church, and so there'll be, I don't know, 35, 40 vendors, plus some food vendors. Then at 11 p.m., the parade will start.
A.M.
A.M., yeah, not p.m.
That would be interesting.
A.M. There will be the parade down Quincy Street, and here's a place where anyone can get involved, and we really encourage people to get out, enjoy winter, be colorful, be loud, You know, if you do something noticeable, the judges might present you with a cash prize. So
you're talking about entering the parade.
Entering the parade, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can.
Well, you can be loud on the side of the parade too, but preferably
but
in it.
It doesn't have to be a float. You can just have a group of people walking with a theme.
Or it could be a single person if they. I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a Finnish theme.
We suggest Nordic themes and winter themes, so that pretty much covers
most of it. Okay, so definitely do that.
A snow shovel brigade would be absolutely fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 year we had synchronized snow scoops.
Mm-hmm.
And
That would have been great to see. And you have a lot of the world's largest kick sled.
The world's largest kick sled will be in the parade again this year, and sitting on that kick sled will be the Consul General of Finland from New York. He's looking forward to doing this. I don't think Finns have parades quite like we have here.
No.
So this will be a very American experience for him.
So the Consul General gets the Hankoki Heikki's normal spot?
Well, he does, because our Hankoki Heikki's are a couple, and they're coming from the Marquette area. It's John and Pauline Kiltinen, and I suppose they probably shouldn't climb up on that little narrow seat in the kick sled. So they'll be in another conveyance, which we're still figuring out. But John and Pauline, although they're from Marquette, they have been huge supporters of Copper Country activities, especially in Finnish-American life and in Pine Mountain. So we're recognizing them as being the Hankoki Heikki's. But even bigger than that is the Consul General is actually coming here to award the Kiltinens the Order of the Lion and the Order of the White Rose, which are very significant recognitions by the Finnish government. And this is for the long support that the Kiltinens have given the Finnish-American Heritage Center, the Rockland Opera, the Upera documentary, and a lot of other contributions that they've made to, and FinFest, they were chairs of FinFest in Marquette twice. So they're being recognized by the government of Finland at this Heikki Päivä.
How exciting, and what a great honor that is.
Very much.
So, the parade lines up down at the, by the old Scott building, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it heads off. And then it ends in front of the Tories at the Finnish-American Heritage Center down that way?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's a short route. It's like 0.6 miles.
And don't let the cold stop you.
No, it never has. You know, it's odd, but we typically have a bigger crowd if it's about 3 above than if it's 30 above.
That's sweet. Now, if it is 3 above or whatever it is, it's going to be the planning the polar bear dive this year.
Well, of course.
Okay, all right. And so down on the Hancock waterfront, any narrowed down on where that's going to be?
Well, it's near the beach club, the Copper Country Beach Club.
Okay, right out there by the Porvoo Park area?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And Marie, you going in?
I think.
Yeah.
Actually, I've done that in Finland.
You have?
Yeah, I have, but I've done it with sauna. Yeah. So this is a little bit something I would like to have, but.
Well, you have to. Yeah, you have to go back with the bragging rights that you did it here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe Marie could tell about in Finland that they have these places where people winter swim.
Yes, we have these ice swimming clubs. I was actually a member for 2 years, and there are like big saunas where people can have sauna together and just take a swim.
In the icy water.
The icy water, yes.
Almost every community maintains a place that has where people can swim.
So you actually swim and not just jump in the water and jump out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Actually do some swimming movements, yes.
Well, you'll have to show us how to do it right then. That is great. And then after that, then you have your kind of final events as you're wrapping up the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Copper Country Community Arts Center has an art exhibit. They do this every year for Heikki Päivä, and it's always has a Kalevala theme, which is the national epic poem of Finland. And after the polar bear dive, there'll be this in the evening is the Iltamat, which is the sort of a dance and hors d'oeuvres event, and that's when the Kiltinens will receive their award. But there'll be a lot of fine music there and a lot of really good food.
Oh, last year it was just wonderful.
And I kind of jumped over it. I want to make sure, we do mention that on the Quincy Green area, immediately following the parade, you have you'll have the wife carrying contest again and some other things going on.
Exactly. We'll have the games and, you know, the wife carrying contest, when you're carrying your wife through the snow, it's not always really elegant. So it's more street theater than anything, in other words, and we have a lot of fun with it. We do it Copper Country style. So the different parts of the different elements of the race represent what the Finnish people did on Saturday evenings. You know, you get your house cleaned, take a sauna, then you have your coffee. And if you don't do these things correctly, then the sauna police will get after you and you have to repeat the thing. And that's how the game is won.
Heikinpäivä wraps up on Sunday, the January 31st at 2 p.m. with a Finn Hall dance at the Eagles Hall in South Range. What would people look forward to there?
Waltz, polka, schottische, good old-time copper country dance.
Good. As I said, this is a month packed full of events. Our time flew by here just talking about different things that are going on. If people want to get this schedule or learn more, what's the best way to do that?
It's on our Facebook page. There's a Heikinpäivä Facebook page. It's on our web page. And you can pick up the flyers. They're floating around town, or come to the Finnish American Heritage Center and pick them up. But the flyers, we print a lot of them so people can use that as their festival guide.
And I did post up the registration information for the classes coming up on Keweenawreport.com, make sure you check that out as well. Kay, Jim, and Murray, very nice meeting you. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.